On the cover, Lightshow and Sierra hurtle through the dark of space, carried on a powerful beam of light. They whirl out of control deep into the cosmos. Destination unknown, but goal clear. Find their friend.
Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Lightshow, the human disco ball.
My name is Zodiac, pretty champion of the cosmos, and the stars have aligned for me to kick your ass.
I'm Sierra Kairust, and I wield my weakness.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 25, Lights in Space. Issue 2, Starbound.
We start with a full page that just shows an enormous blasting beam of light coming down into the forest. There's trees that are just lit up as though the entire forest floor is just shooting sunlight straight up. And we have these two tiny silhouettes coming towards the forest of Sierra Kairust and Lightshow, just like looking up at this enormous blast, right? And onto the next page, we get a more vertical shot of that forest. And there's just cleared trees and burned ground. And like we'd seen another sort of like crop circle-y looking thing that was way more fine and like carefully done. This definitely did a whole lot more damage to like the earth and the surrounding things. And then we zoom in on Reggie and Sierra.
Okay, that was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zodiac is gone.
No.
As is
your handsome teacher lad. Yeah.
Handsome teacher lad.
Lightshow would also be like standing up, brushing himself off because he was just hurled through some trees.
Yes.
And was probably expecting to do kind of exactly what Zodiac had done. Like I think his thought was that we were gonna like probably tackle this guy together. But then, like, she flew a little bit better than he did because he can't fly normally. And so she hit first, they teleported away, and then he just, like, landed in the dirt. And so I think he's not feeling great.
I think Sierra feels absolutely terrible because she feels partially responsible for this whole mess of, like, to Sierra, it's like, I lost Zodiac. Like, it's my fault. She's gone. Like, you know, she could be dead. So Lightshow, should we get, can you like light beam us somewhere or something? I don't know. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to do. Do we chase him?
I mean, and Lightshow's going to kind of just like move his hands and like do a weird hand gesture. And then I think that he's going to make like an exact burst of light that looks just like the teleportation, but it doesn't do anything. It's just a burst of light. And he's like, I make light. I control light, but I don't know if I can like carry people on that light.
Could you try? I don't know. I just punch. we have to do something. Like, how do we, is she in space? Do we even know where she is?
Yeah, I mean, I could try. I'm up for anything. I'll try. This is like flashy as fuck. If I can teleport on light, that'd be awesome. But if we don't know where we're going, then like, where would it take us?
I think Sierra just sits down in like a heap under a tree, and is just like at a loss. You know, this is a mess. You know, this is, I think, way, she feels like this is way beyond her power grade, because it's now gone to like, you lost someone. Someone is gone because of you, and all you do is jump and punch and run.
There's bits of like burned tree and leaf falling down around, and we get the, like this beautiful panel that shows Sierra just like sitting there on the burned ground and with like just little bits of soot falling around her, and then one slightly larger piece of soot lands on her shoulder, and then we get just like a little voice bubble coming out of it saying, "Well, that really hit hard.
All right, so you're okay, Glitter.
Where's Zodiac?
I figured you would know. You don't know? She shot up into the sky with that teacher man, who's clearly an alien or something.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And Lightshow's gonna just, like, sit down, I think, next to them, and just put his head in his hands, and just be like, ugh, this is a lot. This is a lot.
Okay, so, what we know, I think Sierra is gonna, like, she takes this deep breath, can get a little stick, and we're going to make like a little plot in the dirt. So it's like, here's what we know. So we know that Zodiac grabbed that alien. He beamed himself out of here. There's a similar crop circle. You traced it before, mm-hmm. and Glitter got left behind. That's all we kind of shit. Yeah. And then she throws like the stick.
they rode in, or like, he came in on the light, like, we're pretty sure about that, right? Like, this guy,
yeah.
He was the one, like, that's, like, he, that's how he moves around. So, like, yeah, maybe I can do the same, and Lightshow's gonna, like, kind of get up a little bit more excited and walk over to the weird, crop circle, in the, or, like, whatever dirt pattern burn thing that's there yeah. from where they lifted off. I wonder if I can, and just like try to figure out where they went, and like maybe even I can just like, and what I want to try and do is like do the same trick that I did a moment ago where I made yeah. like the visual of the light, not like mm-hmm. like in the first time I was trying to like hyper energize the light or whatever, re-energize the light, like figure out where someone had went or like the look, but this time I just want to like follow the path, like just a rougher thing.
Okay.
And just sort of see if I can like figure out where they went.
Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
All right.
So you rolled a 10. So we get a... What does this panel look like as you're putting together this, like... Like, what are you getting out of it? Are you getting, like, a map? Are you getting
just, like, a trace? I think what I would like to do is, yeah. like... It's sort of, like... It's, like, literally, like, playing through the teleportation. Like, the light sort of, like, flips. It's, like, looking through, bad security footage where like there's not every frame, and so like we're like I'm rebuilding that light beam slowly, okay. and it's kind of like in chunks extending up from the ground.
Nice.
And my goal is to kind of like maybe make like a big kind of like laser pointer towards like wherever they went.
That's really badass.
Fantastic. I really like that. And so we get this scene that shows like a bunch of panels showing that, like, dink, 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 going upward. And then Glitter flutters from Sierra's shoulder over to Reggie's and goes,
oh, I we can follow that. That brings them to the Regulus system.
What's that?
It's, I mean, like, you're in the, this is the Sol system. That's the Regulus system. It's just different star, different homeworlds. We can get up there very easily. Just go ahead and bring us. Do the light thing. Light show.
I think you're really focusing on the light part of that, and then I think you should be focusing a little bit more on the show part. I mean, I can try, but that's not a thing I know how to do. I kind of just I put on a show. And he kind of like waggles his hands a little bit and like does a disco ball thing.
Nice.
But that's the same thing. It's just a matter of how you set it up. You just need to bring all of your power into it.
And Glitter kind of like flies around you for a moment and then goes, I don't know if you've got enough power.
Hey.
And it kind of like bumps off your forehead. And goes, nope, not enough power. You'll have to find more of that to actually get into the light.
Okay, so we should find a source, another source of energy for Lightshow.
Well, unless Light Show's gonna pick it up and have some more power.
I think that Light Show is gonna like. He's gonna. The glitter is kind of just like floating.
Yeah, flying around, I think.
I think he's just gonna like kind of like not hit her like glitter, but just kind of like bat like towards it. And then just like turn around and be like, well, screw you. I don't see you teleporting us out of here. You're not who are you to say I don't have enough power? And he's just gonna kind of like stomp his feet in the dirt and kind of like just start walking off.
Sierra steps forward and is like, okay, both of you, shut up. So glitter. Do you have any, I don't really know you like that. Do you have any like innate powers or anything? Is there a fraction of Zodiac's good juice in you that we can like harness right now?
So Zodiac, what does glitter bring you? Is it mostly like wisdom and companionship, like knowledge of your powers?
Yes, mostly that. Glitter remembers things that I do not.
Okay.
And can sort of sometimes channel a little bit of power if need be, I feel like.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a lot, but.
Okay.
So let's get this. We get glitter like flying into Sierra's face and like, and like blowing a little bit of like steam out of like where its nose would be. And just goes,
I can't give you Zodiac's power. You're not Zodiac.
Ugh.
But I can help you focus the power once you've gathered it. Go find a place that you can get some power from, and we'll get you up into space. Don't worry. The Regulus system isn't that far away.
And I will say that there would have to be in this moment a panel of Sierra like sweating and like freaking out, because like if this power that she has is about like bacteria from Earth, she is deeply terrified of leaving the system. Because in case it's like sterile or another different kind of bacteria that will just immediately kill her or make her uncontrollable. So I just had to have this moment of like, she just looks at Glitter in the eye and is like, okay, sure. Let's go find some power for Light Show so we can fly away. Okay.
We get one panel of Light Show, and as he's kind of like walking away, he's got his cell phone out, and he's just gonna real quick snap a selfie. in the woods.
Self-preservation in case you die.
and then I think he's going to send that out to Instagram and Twitter and like all the places that he would. And he's going to send along like with it, like, and I think he's going to like kind of like dampen down the light. Like, and so it's just kind of like, it's a real close up, like well lit picture of his face. And he's going to include the text like, hey, does anyone out there have like a really big laser? I have a cool idea for a show.
I think maybe even like the text for the Instagram post actually shows up on the next page.
Yeah.
Which is in this like big circular room that's like really tall. It's like a huge cylinder with big, beautiful lights and kind of like these arcane looking star symbols all up it. It's like this tower, like the inside of a tower basically. And, on the ground is the shape of the crop circle kind of things we've been seeing, but like inlaid in this like purple metal. And standing there is, what was his name? Handsome teacher lad.
Yep.
standing next to Zodiac. Zodiac, you were in full costume,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. The handsome teacher lad was not in any sort of costume. But having now transported through space, he, of course, is. And in this panel as well, there is just like bursting loud font declaring,
arriving, the Viscount Alfred.
And he is dressed in like this long, flowing combination tuxedo / dress that's in this like slightly bluish light pink, like kind of like not quite like full blown purple, but like, you know, undertones of blue in it. And it is like it's open down his neck, down to like the middle of his chest, and he's got like these long flowing sleeves and a circlet around his head that like comes down with like spikes around the back. He still has his glasses on, but they're a little like sleeker and like a little bit more like futuristic looking. Mm-hmm. And he quickly like steps back from Zodiac and puts a hand up, and that voice bellows through again.
And guest.
What are you? You're not supposed to be here.
I'm sorry. The who now? Who are you?
Listen, you weren't supposed to come along with me. I can't believe that this has happened. Can I send you back? And he like goes over to a little display on the wall and starts like beep 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 on different buttons. And there's like an energy. There's different energy reads. Things that are clearly energy reads, although they're with like space font all around them. And he just goes, "Damn, it needs to charge. You're gonna be stuck here with me for a little bit."
Where is here at?
The Regulus system. I am Viscount Alfred, and I was on your planet for. Never mind. We just need to get you out of here. And at that point, there's like a chiming around what it wasn't really clear initially that these were doors, but there's like a chiming and like some doors start to slowly open up.
So I think she's making like one of those big eye anime faces, just like, I'm in space. Like, not in a hurry to hide anywhere, just kind of, oh, I want to take pictures.
That's so good.
Glitter is going to love these symbols. Like,
so you're taking pictures of like the different like space symbols.
Mm-hmm.
The doors open up and two like very stately butler guards, but space butler guards.
Mm-hmm.
James, Aaron, each of you is going to get to choose a weird alien thing about one of these guards.
Their heads are just speakers.
Nice.
I think that they still have like, they have like a lot of hair. Like they have like really big, like over the top,
like Hunger Games.
A little bit, but I was thinking more like Jesse from Team Rocket hair.
Oh,
like just really big hair that comes out and like shoots off in a weird direction with colors.
So these two like stereo guard butlers come in, and now it makes sense why the announcement was like that.
It was just them down the hallway.
Yeah, it was just them talking.
Viscount Alfred, who is this person you have brought?
And the Viscount looks at you with, like, a moment of panic on his face. Like, while it was just the two of you, he seemed kind of, like, in control and aware of what he was doing. But now it's like, oh, wait, this continues to go deeper. What do you do?
Ooh.
Explain yourself.
I introduce myself.
Okay.
Of course. Strikes her pose and introduces herself as Zodiac, the guardian of the cosmos, of course.
And the Viscount, there's a moment that the stereos kind of like look at each other, and Viscount Alfred steps forward and just goes, "Yes, of course, didn't you recognize her? Of course she would be invited to the gala, and there's no reason that she shouldn't be on the list already. Did you check the list again?" And they kind of like at each other softly, and he just like goes and like pushes his way past them and goes, "See that she's brought to her rooms and has suitable accommodations, and she certainly can't wear that to the ball." And so you're left with these two stereo guards that are kind of like, they have a moment of just like at each other, and then one of them steps forward and goes,
"Guardian of the cosmos, we will bring you to your appointed rooms."
And the other in the background is like, "Appointed rooms? She's not on the list."
Can one of them have like a really big speaker head and one be like a little smaller speaker head? And can they be named Tweeter and Woofer?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So Woofer is the one who came up to you, and Tweeter is the one kind of in the background. I'm picturing like I know this isn't technically a speaker, but you know the little snowball mics?
Yes.
Like, yeah. He's got like a little tiny circle head, and the other has like a big, like, hold it outside of your ex's house to play music head. And so, yeah, so they are ready to take you off somewhere.
Lead the way.
Cool. The next scene I want to see... No, we need to get a little bit more. We need to get a little bit more of Zodiac before we can get Sierra and Light Show up there. So the next scene, so we get a couple panels. They're pretty quick. It's just like bringing you down a hallway. There's all sorts of weird, glamorous things. There's like fish floating through the air at one point. There's just, you know, weird space stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Giant anime eyes at all of them.
Yeah, and there's like. There's, but this is a comic, and I'm making it a comic, and so there's Kirby Crackle all over the place. There's...
Nice.
Yeah. We get Kirby Crackle. We get Kirby Dots. It's amazing. There's a lot of people with, like, big pointy headdresses and things like that.
Good.
There we go. We get this scene that shows Zodiac in a little one-room, like almost like a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, like, a bed. It has a dresser. And which, of course, is stocked with all sorts of fancy clothes for her, despite that not making any sense because.
Right.
Because. And there's like a big window that's looking down over an enormous ballroom where there's all sorts of people like moving around and like talking, and there's some people dancing and things like that. Like, it's extremely fancy space gala down there.
Fantastic.
Is there a big glass dome that, like, looks out into space?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's like, little lights. We get, like, this, like, broad, like, fisheye of space. And there's little lights that, like, show up with different, as people are, like, announced. And so we get from this same panel, like, into the next panel, we see Viscount Alfred, like, stepping out into the ballroom space, and the words, space words appear, as well as English words underneath, with Viscount Alfred, announcing Viscount Alfred, and a little, like, light shows up where his home world is.
Oh, nice. So I'm seeing Zodiac kind of is glued to this window, looking out at the ball and everything that's happening. And without even turning around to look at Tweeter and Woofer behind her, she's like, so what is this for?
There's a couple little buzzes from them, and they're just at each other. And then Tweeter steps forward and goes,
It is for the Alfred's acquisition of the soul system, Guardian. You surely were aware of this, as you came from the soul system.
Perhaps Viscount Alfred did not mention it.
No, he definitely did not. I didn't realize the soul system was up for grabs.
As it had not been claimed by a space entity, it was available. Viscount Alfred bid the most.
He searches for the princess.
Oh. Is he now?
And that's when we're going to go back to Earth. So you have a move, Light Show.
Mm-hmm.
What does that move do when you go to your fans?
When I seek help from my audience, I can roll plus superior. And on a hit, someone in my audience can hook me up. And then depending on how well I roll, they can demand stuff of me.
Cool.
I rolled a 9.
Okay. So what happens on a 9?
On a 7 to 9, so on a hit, they can someone in my audience can hook me up. On a 7 to 9, their demands are a lot higher.
Okay.
Versus on a 10+, they would have only made a small demand. Who would it be? Who would have a big laser? It could be someone. Do I have a fan who watches from a planetarium? Like, the university has got to have a planetarium, and they probably use big lasers to point out stars and constellations during shows that they do for the public.
Okay, cool.
And so this lady is a some kind of an astronomy professor.
Cool. Is she a professor or is she a grad student? Just to get her a little bit.
A grad student. Yeah.
Grad student, cool.
And I think that she's a fan because she is up at night watching the telescopes. She works a lot of night shifts, and so she just has like the light show's TV show on. Because I'm sure it plays like deep at night.
Nice. So her name is Aviv Varda. And so you get an at from Dr. Aviv Varda because of course she's got like the professional name. Is she verified? Does she have a check mark?
I think that she's only a grad student, so no.
Okay, cool.
Not yet.
And she got the Dr. Aviv Varda before before technically getting it. But she has like ABD. She's listed as ABD Aviv Varda for like the actual name. And it's just, hey, light show, exclamation point. I've got like three big lasers. PCU, question mark, for Protean City University.
Yeah. I think he's gonna, so I guess we're still off in the woods somewhere.
Yeah.
I think he would stop walking away. Hey, Sierra, one of my fans has a couple big lasers. I think maybe they might have enough power.
Okay, that's fine. I can't really help you. I feel pretty shitty about that, but yeah, I sure. Let's go get them. If we can power you up and fire us to Zodiac, it's kind of all I care about. So let's get it popping. Let's get up there. But Sierra can't really like help, and that's the thing that she's kind of struggling with is like I got us into this mess. And now it's kind of up to everybody else to like clean up after my shit show. So like, I'm kind of be like, I'll be there to support you, but I'll kind of be standing in the back. Cause
I think that
that's all I got.
Light show would like walk back over to Sierra and like put an arm on her shoulder and be like, hey, like, we wouldn't even know where this guy went if you hadn't thrown us towards him. Like, he would just gotten away, and then who knows what kind of crimes and evil and stuff. Like, you're an important part of this team. Like,
I guess so. Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess that happened. Yeah. All right, okay. I see you. Thank you.
Fucking strong. You're going to help us.
You're right. I punch real good, and
you punch real good.
When we find that daddy who took Zodiac, I'm going to beat his motherfucking ass into the dirt.
Yeah.
Light show. It also sounds like you may have comforted or supported someone. Go ahead and roll plus mundane.
All right. That was a six.
That was a six. Great.
Yeah. Oof.
So we get a panel that shows it like you having this conversation, you having this little moment of heart to heart, and Glitter kind of like just sitting on Light Show's shoulder. And while the two of you are distracted talking to each other, Glitter just kind of like glitches for a moment, like Spider-Verse style, like for a second. And then we see back up in Regulus, Viscount Alfred adjusts his coat because he's got like, it's kind of got like, you know, a coat jacket thing, but he adjusts his jacket and like you can see inside his jacket, there's like a little cage that's just like a little golden cage that's just like kind of hidden under his arm that has Glitter inside of it.
What?
Going, oh, let me out, let me out. So the next shot is at Protean City University. Laser lab. Yeah, the laser lab. And Aviv is standing there. She's tall, she's of Hebrew descent, and is in kind, she's in kind of like half doctor mode. Like, she has a very put together like blouse and lab coat setup, but is wearing just like slouchy sweatpants because she had a call a little bit earlier and now she doesn't need to look as formal. And you don't wear real pants on a call. Like, you're able to get through security and everything like that, because that's all boring. We're going to space. That's so boring. And so she like lets you into the lab, and there is just like a huge, there's like several huge lasers that are like pointing at weird window displays. Mm-hmm. And just like, it's like really loud in there and really bright. And she goes, "Light Show, pleased to meet you. I'm Aviv. You can call me Aviv."
I guess he would respond and just be like, Hey, Aviv, thanks for being a fan. Thanks for watching the show. Thanks for showing me these lasers.
They're pretty cool, right? They're big, expensive lasers. Be very careful with them."
Yeah.
Sierra slides in the back, just right behind Light Show, and is like, "Hey, I'm Sierra. I won't touch anything. This is a lot. But I'm good. I'll just chill. You tell me where to stand or whatever. I don't, you know. I'm good back here. I'm good."
"Sierra, nice to meet you. Are you a showstopper too?"
She just kind of rolls her eyes and goes, "Sure."
"Great. Well, nice to meet you. So listen, I'm happy to help you out with this. And just, what do you need the lasers for?"
"I really, I need to point them at space."
"We can point them at space. We've got that big window." And she's pointing up at the big window. She really is very good at what she does. But when you're in a room full of a whole lot of really loud lasers, you don't waste a whole lot of time on extra talking.
No, it's just more extra yelling.
Glitter comes out, fake glitter comes out of your pocket and like swoops around a little bit and goes,
"This should be enough energy to get you up to space."
So Aviv says, "All right, so fill me in. What do you need to do with these lasers?"
I don't know, like shoot them. She's Sierra sitting in like one of the scientist wheelie chairs and is spinning around sitting on her phone. She's like, "I don't know, shoot him and it takes us to space if we're like holding hands or something."
He's like, just going to be like nod and kind of look back and just be like, "Yeah, we're going to space."
Aviv's face just lights up because this is like, you know, so novel, going to space. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And she says, "Light transportation?
Light transportation.
Okay. Yeah, we can make that happen. So the three of us will go up into space and we'll be able to, I'm sure you're doing something really important, so I'll hold back, but this is obviously going to be very important for my research also."
And Light Show's kind of just like inhale a little bit and be like, I don't know if you like, so like, this is a part of like a trial run. Like we haven't done this before. Obviously like you haven't seen it on the show.
And it's going to go perfect. I'm sure it always goes perfect. You're so good at the light stuff. So
that is true.
The three of us will go to space. We'll handle the problem. It'll be amazing.
Just a little like, I want to make sure that I can, I haven't even transported one person, let alone two or three. And like, Maybe next time?
I think it should be this time. And that's the demand that she's making is she's going to go to space with you if you're going to use her space teleportation.
I'm
going
to turn back to Sierra and just be like,
Yeah, I mean, Sierra gets nervous around other young kids, so she turns like real emo, like 2005. So she's like, you know, whatever she wants, man, it's fine. Like, it's cool. She's put her feet up on like a control panel. It's like, if you
and like
go
the
to
laser
space,
starts like turning.
You know, she wants to go to space, Light Show. I think we should get it going. You know, as long as we can get up there, just she says something really, she tries to be really cool. It's like, you know, just point me in the right direction. It's like, ugh.
Okay. All right. It's fine. We'll go to space. We'll make sure we can do this. And Light Show will keep you safe.
Aw. So the next shot just shows the three of you standing. This is the wackiest plot line we've ever done. Standing basically in like the middle of the room.
Yeah.
And just give me like, how is your character standing and looking for this panel with three giant lasers pointed at you?
Well, he's definitely got like, a hand on his hips. He's kind of like, or no, you know what he's doing? He's got like one hand on his hip and one hand just like Supermaning up in the air. But he's not like, it's not like a fist. Like Superman just kind of like flies with his fist. Mm-hmm. He's got like a couple fingers, like he's finger gunning up in the air, actually probably with both hands now. As I'm thinking this through, he's kind of got his hands to the side. So he's like pulling in the air, nice. the light, and then he's going to finger guns up in the air.
Perfect.
Sierra is chewing on her lower lip, like from the inside. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Hands in her pockets, clenched in fists, because this is absolutely terrifying, but she wants to look really cool in front of this new person.
Yeah.
Fake glitter is sitting on Light Show's shoulder, I think, and just has like a look of weird soot concentration on its face. And there's like little bits of black soot coming off of it. And Aviv is standing there with a clipboard in one hand and a camcorder in the other. Okay. She's put on a Protean City University hoodie that she has like pulled like kind of lowish onto her head so that, she has a costume. And there's one panel that shows the four of you there. And then the next is just white, as the lasers all just blast all of their energy onto you.
We get one panel of after the white, like after there's like the big bright white panel, and then there's one final panel of the empty control of like the empty laser room, and just Light Show's cell phone is like propped up on one of the control panels, like with a red light, like it's like it was live streaming.
Nice. Amazing. So like, I'm going to ask you to unleash your powers.
Okay.
To control this teleportation in some way.
All right. 13.
Oh. A 14?
13.
I don't think we're dying in space, baby. Yeah,
I don't think you're dying in space. No.
Not today, space.
So, Zodiac.
Yes.
My assumption is you're going out into the gala. Because Woofer.
Oh, hell yeah.
Woofer and Tweeter are going to leave you alone after explaining that your world and solar system have been purchased.
Cool, thanks.
So I think the next panel we get is Zodiac walking into the gala, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is Zodiac dressed like for fancy time?
So it's like I'm picturing a regular-ish ball gown, like dark purple, kind of looks like space, but with those like Jetsons rings that don't do shit, that are just like around your wrist or around your neck or whatever. Yeah. With a lot of that going on, and like the little hair thing just kind of floats there more than actually does anything, because space.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Cool. And so you're in among this just like crowd of people. And as you come in, there is like that big announcement comes up again. Mm-hmm. And it has like, you know, space text. And then it also has Zodiac, Defender of the Cosmos, reigning from Ophiuchus.
Hell yeah.
And that is definitely not where you are from. But that is where they announced you from. And like a little light comes up for that. And there's some like interested murmurs about that. Mm-hmm. And like there's definitely a lot of people looking at you because you don't tend to be at these fancy events.
Yeah, ever.
Ever. And you are there, surrounded by all of these fancy space people.
Oh my gosh. There's definitely a panel as soon as the announcement happens that Ophiuchus, and it's the one, manga readers will know this, where it's the close-up of just her eyes, but from the side. So like there's a, it's usually just like a light kind of across, like something behind her, like that like moment of recognition, like with all the lines. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But she doesn't, you don't say anything. It's just a visual, like,
I am not aware of what this is.
It's cool. It's cool.
Okay. So what is your
plan? It's the standard anime recognition panel, obviously.
Yeah. Brandon. Okay. Yeah. So after the, SRAP, of standard anime recognition panel.
Mm-hmm.
What is your plan down here? Are you just like trying to survive and get through this? Or do you have some kind of a play you're making?
I think it's mostly survive, but at that moment that she doesn't know like where she's heard that before, but she knows something bigger is going on here. So this is an intel mission now.
Okay.
Like this is about blending in and finding out as much as she can. So it's that moment of recognition and then kind of putting like the next panel is that putting that facade back in place. Like I'm just here to have a good time at this party. And she kind of comes down the stairs or whatever with a smile on her face and like saying hello to people and just sort of mingling like nothing is wrong.
Yeah. And we get a couple panels that show you kind of like moving around in the crowd. And like there's some weird drinks that are offered to you. And then there's in the back of several of these panels, there's just this huge lion man.
Hell yeah.
And he's in like almost, yeah, let's go a little weird and medieval. Let's do this. He's in like a big metal armor, like that's kind of like big raised plate mail that has like a lot of like spikes on all of the joints and things like that. And he's got an enormous handle of a sword strapped to his back. Cool. It's just the handle. Like where the rest of the blade would be is just nothing. And he is just kind of like looming in the background for a couple of panels. And you definitely can feel him there, right? Like you feel Excellent. The eyes on you.
Yeah.
And he's going to approach you. But you can certainly react before he does. Like, basically, you can feel him. You can feel this guy coming up. And he's, like, a big lion man, like, 8 feet tall. This is Magnus Regulus. He's a space character that we've seen before from the Regulus system. One of the High Lords of the Regulus system. He's been in other comics. Weird space comics. He's an cool. okay dude. He's an okay, okay dude from other comics. But, like, not a great dude.
Yeah. In that gray area.
Yeah.
Excellent. So I think in one of the panels, like where she's offered these weird drinks, she definitely takes one, doesn't drink it, but is just kind of holding on to it through the other panels.
Yeah.
And so if Magnus is like coming to approach her, I think she does this like smooth motion of turning around to like to face him, but moving the hand with the drink behind her back.
Okay.
So we can see in the panel from behind her where she's holding it and kind of accumulating some energy.
Nice.
To kind of get ready to you know, do something, pull something out of thin air if she needs to.
Nice. And are you going to say something first or does he talk first?
Yeah, I think she'll just be like, oh, hello.
Hello, Guardian of the Cosmos. I am Magnus Regulus, as I am sure you are aware.
I am very aware. It's a pleasure to meet you.
He places a hand up on the sword hilt and makes like the tiniest fraction of a bow to you.
Thank you very much for attending my gathering.
The pleasure is all mine, I assure you.
There has been so little word or movement from Ophiuchus. We had thought that they were no longer involved in interstellar politics.
It has been some time, hasn't it? When is the last time someone from Ophiuchus made their way out here? I can't even remember.
And he lets out a laugh and just
Do you wish me to use Ophiuchus time or standard galactic measurement?
Oh, well, standard, actually. It's been a while since I've used Ophiuchus time. You understand.
Yeah, and he's definitely, like, do you have knowledge of standard galactic measurement? My guess is this would be the kind of thing Glitter would be able to give you a translation for.
Or do you have it? I think it's one of those things Glitter has been trying to teach her, and she's just like, oh, when am I ever going to have to use this? Like, this is so boring. So, like, I don't know. I think it's a gamble as to whether or not she can do this math.
Okay. So maybe what we get is, like,
it has been 37 galactic cycles.
And then we get, like, a panel that shows Zodiac with, like, a thought bubble above her head with, like, a bunch of math.
Oh, my God. Is she the math meme?
She's yes. Oh my god, we get the math. We get math lady. Just memeing right up there. And from there, we're gonna cut away briefly.
Excellent.
Because y'all came up to space, and you rolled well, and that's very nice.
Yay.
I helped. One thing I do.
You did. The power of friendship.
Oh yeah.
Announcing the assistant to Viscount Alfred and three guests.
And you three burst into that same teleportation room. And there's like, you can hear like the clanking down the hallway, and we see Woofer and Tweeter kind of like bopping along as they come down to bring you to where you're supposed to be.
Can I do something?
Yeah.
So how does my power work? Can we just say the same in space?
So I actually have a little custom move that I've been brewing up in my head since the moment you mentioned space germs.
Okay.
So when you enter a radically different biosphere,
yeah,
roll plus freak. On a hit, your powers work more or less as intended.
Okay.
So on a 10 plus, you're going to choose one. On a 7 to 9, you'll choose two. The space bacteria cause an immediate visible change to your body. The space bacteria cause an obvious, huge, visible effect when your powers are used. That basically draws attention to you. The space bacteria causes your powers to become unpredictable and dangerous. So you want to roll high and choose as few of those as possible.
All right. Well,
so roll plus freak.
Yeah. As soon as they, like, her eyes focus and she sees that she's, like, in a room and there's like aliens around, she's going to take in as much bacteria as she can. And just, she's going to start like wrecking shit. Like she's pissed. Like she, cause in her eyes, like this guy kidnapped Zodiac. I got a 10.
Okay, nice. So you only have to pick one of those. Do they cause an immediate visible change to your body? Do they become like really obvious that it like draws attention to you? Or do they become unpredictable and dangerous?
Unpredictable and dangerous.
Cool. All right. Sounds good. So you are arriving and just like wrecking shit immediately?
Yeah, I want like the speakers come in, and I think like what I'd like to do is immediately like they enter the room like greeting. Like I want to like run up and grab them by the neck and like lift them off the ground.
Hail, assistant to Viscount Alfred,
and go ahead and roll to this isn't directly engage a threat. These guys are pushovers. you just like charge forward, and each step is just like ripping up the floor as your Whoa. Foot pulls back from it.
Cool.
And yeah, you have, who are you lifting? Woofer or Tweeter?
The one with the bigger head.
We get a panel that shows Woofer being held up above your head, and immediately in your eyes starts playing out of his face as he's like panicking. And Tweeter like grabs onto your sleeve and goes,
"No, stop."
She throws, what's the big one's name?
Woofer.
She literally like one arm whips Woofer like against the wall and is like, "Where is Zodiac?"
Crunch. Just like slams into the wall, falls down. There's like sparks coming out of his head. And he's like kind of like trying to grab his disk drive is sticking out of his forehead and he's pushing it back in. It's coming back out. And Tweeter just goes,
She's arrived. She's down in the ballroom.
I say, well, bring me there or you're next to the little one. And I stare him deep in his little snowball face, and I like my fist is like bald, like curled up, like ready to just wail on him.
Aviv is standing back with her GoPro out, and she's recording all of this.
Cool.
Yeah. And she's like, "Oh my god, Sierra just threw down with these Radiohead guys immediately. That's so cool."
Like Joe's gonna kinda like just pat her on the shoulder and be like, That's why Sierra and I roll together. We're a good team.
go ahead and roll to provoke Sierra.
To provoke?
Yes, that is a roll plus superior.
Okay, great. That's an 8.
That's an 8. Cool. So on a 7 to 9, they either do it or they do one of three things. Okay. Tweeter looks at you for a minute and just goes like, just like a little weird low, a little weird high whine. And they turn and like slap a panel next to the door and start like running down the hallway with like big, awkward, like high knee running. And basically they tried to like slam the door and like close the door behind them as they ran away, but they did not succeed in that. The door, like, just the door, they hit the wrong panel and like the lighting in the room changed a little bit, changed to blue light. And they're like, down the hallway, running away from you. So you have a critical opportunity.
To chase them, yes?
To do whatever you want. This is you can use this opportunity
to critical opportunity.
What?
What do you mean? Like, I've just, so, like, sorry, it's been a while.
No,
for
it's
me
totally fine.
Games. So is this like, would this be like an attack of opportunity situation? Is that what you mean?
It certainly can be, but it can be other things as well. More or less, the fact that Tweeter is not doing a good job as a guard slash butler.
Yeah.
Means that you have an opportunity to do what you want and need to do. So like,
what
you
do
could
I
use
see
that
around me? Like from where I'm standing, when I, once I rushed them, what can I see?
So like down the hallway, there's like some rooms and there's also like the big windows that look down onto the ball floor.
I'm smashing through that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that is a perfect use of a critical opportunity.
No, like, because for me, this is search and rescue. So like, yeah. Where I know after seeing that, I'm like, I can take anybody on this thing, and like, she is very. I'm very upset.
So just as a FYI, you are quite a bit above the ground. Like looking out into the ballroom, it's like maybe four stories down.
Okay. Yeah, does that sound fine. Like something you can handle? I want a 3-point stance, land on like a big table full of alien food, and like I want to pop off. This is intentional.
Yeah,
this
you
is an
do
intimidation
that
move.
Yeah. So we get a panel that shows you just like seeing the window and like charging at it and just shattering through it. And the announce we get a here's the panel. It's from the floor, kind of like an isometric view upward. Mm-hmm. And it shows you shattering down through the table and like alien food flying up everywhere, a bunch of guests gasping in horror. And we can see the ceiling where it says alien text and also arriving uninvited guest from planet Sol.
Do I see Zodiac like right out the gate after my 3-point stance?
Well, Zodiac sure as shit is going to see you.
Yeah.
Because Zodiac is in like a conversation about political, like a vague conversation about political introductions and locations because she doesn't know anything. And okay. Magnus isn't asking deep enough questions to figure that out because he's just kind of being jolly. He's interested in the fact that someone from Ophiuchus is here, but he's not suspicious. He's just interested. Mm-hmm. And then we get a panel that just shows Light Show and Aviv from behind. And she goes, wow, that was sudden.
And Light Show is just going to kind of turn to her and just be like, I think you should stay up here. But maybe film all this, though. And then I think he's gonna
I don't think you even need a provoke for that.
He's gonna walk over and look down, and like what I'm looking at, or what Light Show is looking at, is like, what are these people all wearing? And like, they're all in space ball gowns and stuff. So he's gonna spend a moment to like project some like neon green and orange and pastel colored like triangles that all like circle him and like just like kind of like rotate around him or revolve around him and light up his suit so that he kind of looks a little bit more spacey.
Okay.
And puts like a beam, like a bar of light over his eyes, kind of like a mask.
Nice.
But it's just there for aesthetics.
Yeah. Because no one's recognizing him out
no
here.
One's gonna look. Fuck, do I jump off of this fourth story? I don't know if I can do that.
I think Light Show is standing up there and like hyping up, and like we see like and like really like focused in, like focused mind, gonna do this. Like we show like some muscles like tightening, and then behind you, there's just like ding, and two elevator doors open up.
Oh no.
And there's two aliens that are kind of like a little, clearly a little bit inebriated and kind of leaning on each other and like laughing and having a nice time together. And they turn and see you and go like, oh, so you've got an elevator.
Yeah. And I'm going to just like, so I think there is like there's a panel where he looks over and looks down at Sierra and is kind of like, and he kind of like bends his knees a little bit like he's considering jumping. And he's just like, no, fuck that. Never mind. And he's going to turn back around and he's going to, again, like walk past Aviv and just be like, you stay here. I'm going to take the elevator down and go figure out what's up. We'll be back in a bit. Don't yell if you're having trouble. And he's going to get in the elevator and hit the whatever, like hit the one that looks like the lowest button.
Yeah. And yeah, so there we get a panel that like just like shows like the two space people looking at Aviv and kind of like waving and then looking at the big broken window, shrugging and kind of like stumbling on down the hallway back to their room. We get the elevator door opening up downstairs and the announcing uninvited guest from Seoul region. But more important, like that's kind of like in the background of a shot that shows Magnus standing next to Zodiac and going, uninvited guests. Well, we shall have to deal with that. He reaches behind his back, grabs the handle of the sword and like whips it out and it just crackles in the air. And it's this enormous, like electron. It's not like a lightsaber exactly because it's more whip like. And so it kind of like flicks in the air and there's like, and like lots of Kirby crackle. And he just like holds it two handed in front of himself, just face up. And it's this wild serpentine snake, that's just like biting at the sky. Like it's like an electric snake, whip sword. And he's turned towards Sierra and starting to walk forward saying, uninvited guest, explain yourself.
I know
you're there too.
Yeah, I was about to say I would probably shout out to Zodiac, where I'd be like, Zodiac, let's do this.
So Zodiac had that drink behind her in her hand that using the like her dark matter power, I think she turns into like a magical girl wand kind of thing. And pulls it out and kind of stretches an arm out to Magnus and is like, it's okay, I know her. I'll handle this.
Magnus turns and like his eyes are just filled with rage. Like he looks way more animal-like than he did before. It's like it's very much like he had been stately lion man. Now he's like raging, angry, furious lion that's like defending his home.
Dang bud.
Dang bud. And he holds up a hand to you, and like you can see the like his arm has to lower because of the weight of the sword, despite it being like wild energy stuff. And he just goes, stand back, guardian. We are in my home and I will not have anyone disrespect me here. And he just like turns and he's rushing Sierra. And then we get ding of the elevator arriving downstairs with Light Show.
Sierra, you're gonna want to move.
I said, I think Sierra like takes like a stance, like a football player, like about to take a hit, and she just screams out, like, "You haven't seen disrespect yet, kitty."
Oh my gosh, Are you gonna fight Magnus?
I'd love to. Absolutely.
What does that look like?
I think so. He's charging or walking toward me.
He's charging now.
All right, then she's just going to, then I want to pick up a plate of food, like as I'm running, like whip it at him like a frisbee, but keep following up and just try to go like down low and pop up for the uppercut on his chin.
Great. Go ahead and roll to directly engage a threat.
All right, holy cats, that's a two. Oh, no, that's boy. A, wait, 3 minus 2? Yeah, no, that is straight up 1.
Yep, we get Sierra just, like, slamming a fist up in an uppercut, and Magnus is, like, driven back for a moment and just spits on the ground, lets out a roar, and swings his sword, and it just, like, lashes around Sierra's arm, and it just keeps spinning around her arm and, like, tangles it pretty much completely. And he just lifts her and the sword up into the air and places a hand against her stomach and growls out,
"That was a mistake."
And go ahead and roll to take a powerful blow.
All right, it says when you take a powerful blow, roll plus conditions marked. Oh, fuck. So I rolled an 11, and I have one condition marked.
So you get to choose.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You must remove yourself from the situation, flee, pass out, etc. You lose control of yourself or your powers in a terrible way.
That is it. That's the line.
Or two options on the 7 to 9 list.
I lose control of myself or my powers in a terrible way.
Hell yes.
We get this panel that shows you being held up and him ready to just, like, eviscerate you. And then your power just starts to build. What are the visual effects for your power?
Muscle tension, veins.
Yeah.
And, like, eyes. I think when it gets to, like, you know, we're going to get a doom sign type thing, it's like the eyes shift to, like, red, my pupils dilate.
Okay. So we get all of that. And just, like, show that change coming over you and, like, the huge veins and everything like that. And we get you, like, grabbing onto his face and just, like, pulling and straining, and there's just, like, shouting coming from you and, like, these big black veins that are spreading over, like, all over your face. And around you, people start coughing.
Oh, no.
Just various random innocent space people just, like, turn it. And they're just starting to, like, stumble and fall. And Magnus throws you onto the ground. You fall down into the shattered table. He looks and says,
"I recognize this sorcery. You must be one of the assistants of the other one from Seoul."
And we get the sky with all of the stars and a pinpoint of light coming from the Seoul system. And it says, "Announcing emissary of Seoul, Farageist."
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Zodiac is played by Megan Dornbrock, who can be found on Twitter at Meg Lish. Megan hosts the Modifier Podcast, which can be found on Twitter at Modifier Podcast. Sierra Kyrust is played by Aaron Catano Saez, who can be found on Twitter at Aaron Catano Saez. Aaron co-hosts the All My Fantasy Children Podcast, which can be found on Twitter at AMFC_podcast. Light Show was played by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter at And The Meltdowns. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.